If you obey God, you will never be disappointed. If you obey God, you will never be disappointed. When Simon let Jesus into his boat, he got more than he bargained for. Sure, it was exciting at first. Here's this amazing new rabbi preaching a fantastic homily. And whose boat was he in? That's right. He was in Simon's boat. And things like this didn't happen every day. I think about the scene and I wonder if Simon was even trying to catch the eye of some of his friends on the shore. Was he beaming with pride? But then came the difficulty. Without warning, without reason, Jesus says, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Now, you have to understand that for a fisherman, this was not an easy request. Lowering the nets just one more time isn't like having to shovel your sidewalk one more time because some more snow came down. You know, it's a little inconvenient. You put your boots back on, you go back to the garage, get the shovel, but, you know, eventually it just takes a little bit of time and you're back in the warm, cozy house. Not a big deal. This was different. If Simon lowered the nets again, he risked a lot of disappointment. First of all, if Simon lowered the nets, they would have to wash and dry and store them all over again, a process that could take hours. Secondly, Simon was already bummed out because they caught nothing last night. No fish for the table, no money for the family. He had put in a long day's work. He was tired. He just wanted to go home. Third, Simon knew that he was even less likely to catch anything in broad daylight. This was just a dumb idea all around. If only this rabbi would get that. And finally, if Simon didn't catch anything the second time, he would be humiliated. They would tell the story for years. Remember, they're all on the shore watching this interchange between this rabbi and Simon Peter. There were so many reasons to believe that this was a fool's errand. So many reasons for Simon to think that he would be disappointed. You could even hear it in his voice. "Master, we have worked hard all night, and we've caught nothing." But then Simon makes a choice. Simon decides to do something. Simon decides to obey. "Master, we've caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." The nets go down, the nets come up, and Simon Peter and his fellow fishermen had never seen so many fish in their entire lives. They aren't disappointed, they're astonished. So astonished that when they bring their boats to the shore, they don't just drop their nets, they drop everything. The scripture says they left everything and followed him. All that from one act of obedience to God. Where in our lives does Jesus ask us to put out into the deep and to lower our nets? How might we assume that God's will for us should always be predictable or expected or unsurprising? What are those nets that we cling to with iron fists when Jesus calmly says, "Let go. Just let go"? And most importantly, do we really believe that Jesus truly is Lord? Meaning that all the universe and all human history are subject to him. Can I let go and let God? Today, let's practice letting go. Today, let's practice obedience. The fruit of obedience is joy. Joy. Because if you obey God, you will never be disappointed.